The Ohio State football team starts a new season tonight when they take on the Indiana Hoosiers in Bloomington. It's a rare season opener away from home. Here to talk about what else could make this a unique season is Tim May from the Columbus Dispatch. Tim, welcome back.
Glad to be on with you, Steve.
The Ohio State defense really carried the team through much of last season when the offense really struggled at times. During this offseason, OSU brought in a new offensive coordinator. It's actually former Indiana head coach Kevin Wilson. Do you think this solves all of the issues on offense or just some of them, or could it just be another really long year for the offense?
You know, this is like a speculator in the stock market. You know, all the signs point to an uptick, especially – you know, when you know Kevin Wilson's background, et cetera, he's been one of the great offensive minds out there in college football for like two decades now. When he was at Northwestern, then he was the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma. He did great things. And then at Indiana, you know, he made Indiana a factor in the Big Ten again just because of the way they could play some offense over there. So, yeah, I think it's got to help. And of course, just the fact that he's making his return after being deposed over there at the end of last season just adds some spice to the brew.
Like last year, the quarterback job not at all in doubt. It goes to fifth-year senior JT Barrett, who's leading the Buckeyes for a final season. Lots of other new skill position players, though, including freshman running back J.K. Dobbins. Lots of rumors swirling around training camp that he could get the starting job from incumbent starter Mike Weber. Do you see that happening?
I don't know if I'd go that far. I mean, you know, the problem is Mike Weber was hobbled through preseason camp with a hamstring strain, a pull, whatever you want to call it. I mean, he is a Hayden Fry, former Iowa coach, used to say he had a hitch in his get along. And so that allowed J.K. Dobbins to make some headway there. And as Tony Alford, the running backs coach, has said, he's never had a freshman running back in his career pick up things as quickly as J.K. Dobbins has. And he doesn't just mean running the ball. He means pass protection schemes, all these things you have to do to be a competent college football player. And I think the thing it does give them is a 1-2 punch at running back, which, you know, you could argue they really didn't have last year. They kind of robbed Peter to pay Paul with Curtis Samuel being the hybrid back and, in essence, the number two running back. Now, that paid dividends to a certain extent, but they like having a true running back there also. And I think you will see a lot of him this year.
Ohio State goes into the season ranked number 2 in the preseason polls. They're second only to Alabama. Do you think that's the right place for the Buckeyes?
Well, yes, I do, only because they do have some key personnel back. And, you know, when you look at teams that could be championship caliber teams, you know, you definitely look for some offense, but do they have a defense that can keep them in games when maybe the offense flounders a little bit? Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Florida State, without a doubt, fits that bill.
Tim May from the Columbus Dispatch covering another Ohio State football season that kicks off tonight in Bloomington, Indiana. Tim, thanks again.
Always a pleasure, Steve.